This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the G7 summit in Cornwall, southwest England, on Friday, saying that it's vital that the summit took place because the leading economies need to make sure that they had learned the lessons of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We need to make sure that we don't repeat some of the errors that we doubtless made in the course of the last 18 months or so. And we need to make sure that we now allow our economies to recover.
The leaders of the group of seven nations, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the United States, and representatives of the European Union, are set to commit to share at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world. The agenda of the meeting also includes talks on climate change, the global response to COVID-19, the taxation of multinational corporations, and Brexit. The U.S. Senate's top Democrats are demanding two former attorneys general testify about what they call a gross abuse of power, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin say Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify about the Trump-era Justice Department's secret seizure of data from House Democrats 3 years ago. That's after Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were told the seizure was part of a crackdown on leaks related to the Russia probe and other matters. While the department routinely investigates leaks, a probe of lawmakers is extraordinarily rare. Schiff calls it the weaponization of law enforcement by a corrupt president. Schumer and Durbin say it's shocking, and Barr and Sessions are subject to a subpoena if they refuse to testify.